Salt Lake County insurance plans now cover the specific health care needs of transgender employees and employee dependents. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
It began with five employees who turned to human resources after they were denied coverage for procedures or treatments that had been recommended by their doctors. Salt Lake County Councilman Arlen Bradshaw brought a measure to the council Tuesday to amend the county's contracts with insurance providers to include the full range of treatment for gender dysphoria, which is the diagnostic term used to describe someone whose gender at birth is contrary to the one they identify with. It passed 4-3, with two Republican members absent from the discussion. Bradshaw says it will be a nominal cost to taxpayers.
It does affect a very small subset of county employees, but in a very significant way. And I think it was important for the council to show all of our employees that we care about them and care about their struggles, and that we're going to have their backs, if you will, as they navigate these types of issues.
Treatment for gender dysphoria could include hormone therapy, surgery, and psychotherapy or counseling to support employees' gender transitions. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams supports the change.
I'm the mayor of almost 7,000 employees, and I've met with some of these employees who have very real health needs. And as the employer, we want to make sure that their needs are met just like anybody else.
According to a February 2016 survey from the International Foundation of Employee Benefit Plans, 12% of U.S. employers offer transgender inclusive health benefits. 11% of public employers offer those benefits. Whitney Evans, KUER News.